Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Even though we appear to be not directly impacted by Hurricane Florence, certainly not in the way we thought we might, that is not the case for the people in Wilmington, North Carolina. They are getting hammered right now. Jim Ryan is our ABC News correspondent. He is in Wilmington, hopefully sheltered and safe. Jim, what's it like there?
Well, as you can imagine, the winds are fierce. They have been for several hours. The rain being driven through the streets here. I'm seeing flashes of green on the horizon as power transformers blow up. Still, most of the power, it seems, here in Wilmington. I'm up about nine stories and can look around and see that that a lot of power is still on. Luckily, 200,000 people around the state approximately are without electricity at this point. We're also hearing about high water rescues going on in New Bern, which is about 80 miles northeast of here.
Yeah, we saw that story a little while ago. It just came across as we went on. 150 people who had stayed, who then at the last minute or right as the storm started to impact them, hit the eject button, and they were able to help them get out?
Well, they're working on it now. That's 150 people stuck, according to the mayor there in New Bern, in their attics in some cases, which is a horrifically bad situation to be in. We saw that in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina, or people sitting on their roofs. And so the rescues are underway. High water rescues are underway at New Bern. I have not seen word of that here in Wilmington. But the eye wall, John, has come ashore. That's a good sign. As soon as the center of the storm comes ashore, the center of the eye, then it'll be officially landfall. That should happen in the next couple of hours.
So from the ninth story of the building that you're in, you're seeing the electricity go out and the transformers blow up. But are you seeing windows smashed? And I guess the winds just aren't as intense as we expected. So maybe that's not one of the impacts that's happening.
Right. I haven't seen it yet, but I mean, it's still dark, so it's hard to get a real look at something like windows. But from what I can tell, at least the few windows that I do see with lights behind them, they appear to be intact. So, that's one good sign here. And the weakening of the storm just a bit down to Category 1 certainly is a help in that direction, John.
Any idea of the depth of the water, the flooding so far?
I'm hearing of a flood stage or a flooding up to 6 feet in some places out close to the shoreline. And that was to be expected, a 6-7 feet storm surge that comes along with this. Now, so I don't think anybody's too surprised at that. Here inland a little bit, about 10 miles, nothing like that as yet. The threat here also is the river, the Cape Fear River, which is on the west side of Wilmington. That could start to flood here in a while as well, John.
What do you anticipate in the next 3 or 4 hours? Is this thing going to move, or are you hearing that it's going to sit right up on top of you and just fill everybody up with water?
Well, it looks as though, and the latest from the Hurricane Center is that it's going to move, but very slowly. It slowed down even as it was approaching the shoreline to something like 5 miles per hour. And if it continues that slow walking pace, that's really a bad sign that we're going to have a lot of rain over the next couple of days, perhaps. We're looking at flooding for into next week.
And while they were trying to rescue people in New Bern, North Carolina, that's not the case in Wilmington, right? They've basically said, if you didn't leave, we're not coming to get you.
Well, I don't think we've had the flooding problem that they've had up there yet. That's up in that northeast area of, as the storm was coming in. They would be getting the fiercest of the winds and the rain with the counterclockwise rotation of the storm. So it stands to reason that New Bern would be getting it worse than Wilmington. We'll have to see and hope at least the people here do, that they don't have a similar situation as the storm gets closer.
Well, you stay safe, Jim. We really appreciate the update and hope that you'll be able to ride out the next few hours unscathed. Jim Ryan, our ABC News correspondent, live for us in the middle of a storm in Wilmington, North Carolina this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.